So today we're going to talk about self-confidence and a number of practical strategies that any of us can use to develop our self-confidence. But let's first of all just have a look at a couple of terms. So what is self-confidence? Well, it's an attitude about our skills and our abilities. It means that we accept and trust ourselves and have a sense of control in our lives. We all know our strengths and weaknesses, or we should. And when we're confident, we have a positive view of ourselves. When we're confident, we set realistic expectations and goals, and we communicate assertively, and we can handle criticism. There's a term called self-worth, and this means that we value ourselves highly. Having a sense of self-value means that you are worthy. Self-worth is defined as a feeling that you are a good person who deserves to be treated with respect by other people. Self-esteem is how much we appreciate and like ourselves. It involves a variety of beliefs about ourselves, such as the appraisal of our own appearance, our beliefs and emotions, and our behaviors. And finally, self-efficacy is when we see ourselves as achieving goals. So this is something we learn and is the reward of hard work to master a skill, and it leads us to accept challenges and face knockbacks. So next, let's look at why. Why do we need self-confidence? Well, there's a number of reasons, of course. We have freedom from self-doubt and negative thoughts about ourselves. We are more fearless and less anxious. We are more willing to take smart risks and move outside of our comfort zone. We have greater freedom from social anxiety. We face and overcome our fears. We have greater belief in ourselves, our self-chosen course and path to success, and our values. In short, we believe in our authentic self. When we are confident, we're prepared to stand up for ourselves, be assertive, deal with conflict situations. We develop better relationships because we're admired and respected by other people. We have the ability to say no to the things that are less important to us and a resounding yes to the things that are really important to us. There's a greater commitment to our vision and our goals in life. We respect ourselves and we accept compliments and gratitude from other people. We tend to be grateful, kind, considerate, and to other people as well. In short, we have much greater control of our lives. So what are some of the causes of low self-confidence? Well, criticism in childhood, low academic performance at school, relationship breakdowns or financial worries, unpredictable events like the COVID virus, bullies, people bullying us, what others say or do to us, and basically other people's insecurities that they are passing through to us. Appearance, although this is less important when we are confident, and comparing ourselves to other people. Social media and media generally that makes us feel inferior. Negative self-talk and ignoring our strengths in life. Self-blame. And when we're successful, we put it down to luck, poor physical health, and finally conditions such as autism. What are the signs to look out for that we could be experiencing or suffering from low self-confidence? Well, negative feelings, a lot of sadness, anxiety, depression, guilt, or anger. We're very tolerant of unreasonable behavior from other people. It could be that we are displaying unreasonable behavior towards other people, staying within a small comfort zone, and we won't challenge ourselves, avoiding social events for the fear of judgment, poor self-care, being a perfectionist and pushing ourselves too much for acceptance, self-harm such as eating disorders, difficulty coping with difficult situations, so we have that feeling of hopelessness, even when the situation, as seen by other people, is really not that difficult. over-apologizing, not speaking up for ourselves, you know, not wanting to rock the boat, and of course, being indecisive. Look out for any destructive cycles that may appear in your life, such as, you know, you feel that you suffer from low self-esteem, so you have negative expectations about yourself, which lead to low effort and increased anxiety, which leads to failure, which then leads to self-blame, and lower self-esteem again. So look out for any negative cycles that may be appearing in your life and deal with them. The other thing we need to be aware of is that if we want to be confident that anything in our life, it comes from one word, and that is practice, practice, practice. And one of the things that we must practice is silencing that inner critic. You know, that little voice inside our head that says, no, you can't, or you're not worthy, or that you must be perfect, or that nobody loves you, you know, you're not good enough, I must not make a mistake. We've got to silence that. We've got to stop saying also that I can't and replace it with yes, I can. So it's time for us all to stop being our worst enemy. Let's just talk about the sort of things that confident people don't do that go unnoticed. So confident people don't compare themselves to others or see themselves as inferior to anyone. They don't act hesitantly or fear self-doubt. They don't confuse confidence with arrogance. They practice humility. They don't need to make big, bold steps or statements. They don't fear feedback. In fact, they embrace it. They don't fear conflict, they resolve it. They don't fear failure, they realize it's part of life's learning. They don't strive to be perfect every time, continual personal improvement is their focus. They don't believe all the media, including social media and the advertising hype that we're all exposed to. They don't avoid trying new things or embracing new challenges in life. They don't get wrapped up in their own head or their own world. They don't let other people determine their destiny. They don't try to people please. They don't think that they have nothing to contribute. They know that they have. They don't behave in an oversensitive, selfish, or uncaring way. And of course, they don't express their emotions in an unacceptable way. So what are some of the things that all of us could consider doing to develop our self-confidence? Well, here's a few. Visualize yourself being confident, resilient, and assertive. Put those images in your mind regularly and play them as if they are a movie unfolding in front of you continuously. Practice this positive self-talk and affirmations. You know, I am a confident, assertive person. The more you say that to yourself, the more your mind will actually believe it's true. Set yourself achievable goals and take on achievable challenges. If you set yourself an achievable goal to achieve in the next week and you achieve that goal, it's only going to do one thing to your self-confidence, and that's improve it. As I've said, practice anything you want to become confident at, practice in your life. You know, look the part, practice using a confident body language. Don't forget physical well-being. When we have a good, healthy diet, we take exercise, we have rest and relaxation, and we reduce the toxin intake into our bodies. It helps to develop good mental well-being. Be decisive. Make the decision in your life to be decisive. Decisiveness and confidence are like hand in glove. Embrace change in your life. You know, when we embrace change, it has a positive impact on our confidence levels. Remember that our recent past is a good indication of our future. So if we have any reason to be dissatisfied with our recent past, now is the time to change things. Not tomorrow, but right now. Manage our emotions. When we can practice emotional control and good emotional hygiene, it has a really positive impact on our levels of self-confidence. Today, make the commitment to yourself to unstoppable self-confidence, assertiveness, and set boundaries in your life about what's acceptable and not acceptable in the way that other people talk to you or treat you. Maybe today is the time for you to reinvent yourself and bring more fun into your life. Read, watch, and listen to inspirational material, stuff that lifts you up. And leading on from that, associate with inspirational people who bring confidence into your life. Praise the good in other people. And finally, consider writing a letter to yourself with all your positive qualities on it. So you've taken it out of your head and you're putting it on a piece of paper. Maybe even put it in an envelope and post it to yourself so you can read it again in a few days' time. So in short, you know, love yourself so other people love you. Believe in yourself so that other people can believe in you. Respect yourself so others respect you. In short, the way that you treat yourself sets the standards for other people. So here's a little 30-day challenge for you. Put your future in your hands. Set yourself achievable goals over the next 30 days. Visualize yourself achieving them and use positive self-talk to achieve those goals. Over the next 30 days, any problems that arise, be decisive and tackle them head on. Every day, read, watch, listen to, or talk to someone that inspires you. Something that lifts you up. And today, make the commitment to unstoppable self-confidence. Assertiveness, thoughtfulness, and consideration towards other people. So, a lot to take in there, a lot to think about. Good luck, and I look forward to talking to you again on your journey towards unstoppable self-confidence.